play a double feature of a country music legend who they have discovered new music of. That, of course, the man in black, Johnny Cash. With that, I'd like to pay tribute to his newest project, which came out this year with unreleased recordings from 1993, however never released, but were found by John Carter Cash, his son. And from this new project titled Songwriter, first of all, it's going to be a beautiful song titled Sing Pretty Sue. And then we'll wrap up this set and welcome you all to the third and final hour of this morning's program with a lovely tribute to his late partner, June Carter, and called Poor Valley Girl. With that, I'd like to welcome you all to the third and final hour of 10 o'clock. Good morning, friends.
So you gave up all between us for a glamorous career, and with all your talent, you should be the big star of the year. Then you'll be public property, so I release my claim to you. Go on and give them all you've got. Sing it pretty soon. But I can't take just part of you and give the world a half. So smile for all the papers and give them autographs. Go on to every city so your public can see you. But I'll watch on television, so sing it pretty soon. I hope you'll soon be on the top of every hit parade, and I'll try to be excited about the progress that you made. I'll collect your pictures like any fan would do, and I'll buy all your records, so sing it pretty soon. But I won't ever tell a soul that we have ever met. I will just be one of millions who'll give the praise you get. And maybe every year or so I'll drop a card to you to tell you I'm still listening, so sing it pretty soon. Could give up the homestead on the farm where they handed off tobacco in the big tobacco barn, and the long straight rows it ran from the house down to the road that went to A.P. Carter's store down the logging truck she rode. Oh, she'd sit and she'd gaze at the foggy mountaintop where the swift talk circled round the Clinch Mountain rocks. At the school down in Hilton's, she'd read about the world created to be conquered by this poor valley girl. Her mother was an Addington from over Copper Creek. Her father was of sturdy stock, she was royal but meek. Her laughter was infectious, her music was pure joy. She'd win the hearts of many men, as she had many a boy. Her mother became famous, Maybelle and her guitar, with sisters Helen and Anita. The family was four-star. She gave the world two daughters and a son with auburn curls, and I thank God that he gave me this sweet poor valley girl. Oh, she'd sit and she'd gaze at the foggy mountaintop where the swift hawk circled round the Clinch Mountain rocks. At the school down in Hilton's, she'd read about the world created to be conquered by this poor valley girl.
Yes, friends, it's once again that time in the program. Take us down east to the good old Maritimes. As we do this, let's put on a song for our dear friends, Peter and Myrna Trenholm in Pugwash, Nova Scotia, and wish them a very happy 2025. From Peter, it's going to be a song that he wrote about his late hero, Hank Williams, and an all-time favorite from his collection called Our Tribute to Hank Williams. Then we'll follow with another classic going out to our dear friend, Michael T. Wall. It's going to be himself and a classic called Me and My Old Guitar. Now, I would also like to mention that this coming year, I understand will be Michael T's final year of recording music with a planned farewell song in the spring of this coming year of 2025. And then we'll wrap up this set with another all-time classic by none other than a true legend of the Maritimes, Stompin' Tom Connors, and a song going out to my dear friends in Guelph, John and Kathy Arsenal. And it's going to be an all-time New Year's favorite titled Kiss Me the New Year's In. With that, I'd like to welcome you all to the Wayback Country Jamboree and just say good morning to all my listeners east of Quebec City.
I'd like to sing about a man everybody knows his name. Hank Williams became a legend as he sang his way to fame. He was born in Alabama in 1923, but the good Lord called him home one day in 1953. Was rich and famous, fame never changed the man. And all the country songs he wrote came straight from the heart. Songs about his troubled life that tore his world apart. Songs that touched our hearts, like Cheatin' Heart or Kalijah, and The Great Cold, Cold Heart. His songs will live forever and will evermore be sang, as long as country music can be heard in this great land. Of life. He died in West Virginia in the darkness of the night. So here's to Hank and all the things he gave to you and me. And thanks for all the songs you left, your greatest legacy. Everybody knows his name. Hank Williams became a legend as he sang his way to fame. He was born in Alabama in 1923, but the good Lord called him home one day in 1953. Yes, the good Lord called Hank home one day in early 53.
Well, her body body's cracked and showing signs of age. Her skin is dry and weathered, and she's seen far better days. Her poor old neck's not quite as straight as it once used to be, but we're still the best of friends, her and me. She shared my life since I was just a lad. She's been there through the good times, and she's been there through the bad. I poured my heart out through her 100,000 times, and I still treasure this old guitar of mine. Yeah, we're still friends, this old guitar and me. We knocked around together since I was just a kid, and although her tune's not quite the same as when she was in her prime, I still treasure this old guitar of mine. Oh, I still treasure this old guitar of mine. She was handed down to me many years ago, and I can still remember the first song that I wrote. When I travel around the country, she was always by my side, and together we always managed to get by. Now she's slowly fading into disrepair, but there's a lifetime full of memories in every scar she bears. And although her ancient timbers are not gold or silver lined, I still treasure this old guitar of mine. Yeah, we're still friends, this old guitar and me. We knocked around together since I was just a kid, and although her tune's not quite the same as when she was in her prime, I still treasure this old guitar of mine. Oh, I still treasure this old guitar of mine. We're still friends, this old guitar and me. We knocked around together since I was just a kid, and although her tune's not quite the same as when she was in her prime, I still treasure this old guitar of mine. Oh, I still treasure this old guitar of mine.
No dough to buy you clothes, I know your shoes are thin, but I dropped a pile at a poker game and I spent the rest on gin. But this new year is a-going to be what the old year should have been, so hug me the old year out, love, and kiss me the new year in. Kiss me the new year in. Kiss me the new year in. Hug me the old year out, love, and kiss me the new year in. I'd like to quit those cigarettes, but that's so hard to do. But there's one thing sure, I'll be home more to spend more time with you. 'Cause I know you've been wishing I could change the way I've been, so hug me the old year out, love, and kiss me the new year in. Kiss me the new year in. Kiss me the new year in. Hug me the old year out, love, and kiss me the new year in. When it's time for auld lang syne, I'll drink my last one down, and you're gonna see when you look at me that a new man you have found. And I shall be so resolute, I just can't wait to begin. So hug me the old year out, love, and kiss me the new year in. Kiss me the new year in. Kiss me the new year in.
Hug me the old year out, love, and kiss me the new year in. Kiss me the new year in.
To be ever with the Lord, you and me.
Hi friends, it's Peter Trenum from way down here in Nova Scotia. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the Wayback Country Jamboree on CFRC 101.9 FM.
To be ever with the Lord, you and me.
But yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to the bluegrass sounds of old. However, this year, just like country music, a lot of our bluegrass legends have released new material and new music. With that, I would like to send out some special songs to my dear friends in bluegrass and just share some of this year's newest music, including Rhonda Vincent and I Still Miss Missouri. Then we'll follow with a Country Gentleman tribute band, which I had the great honor of seeing in Spencerville this past year of 2024. From them, it'll be Mountains and Memories. And then we'll wrap up this set with Del McCurry and his latest release, which came out this past June, and Treat Me Kind. With that, I would like to wish everybody a very happy new year in the bluegrass world, and especially Kim Wallace and his wife, and also Barb in Morrisburg. Welcome in, friends, and good morning.
Whisper secrets to the trees, I miss Missouri. Lazy days down by the creek, watching squirrels play hide and seek, I miss Missouri. I'm following my dreams, but it's still so hard to leave, I miss Missouri. And I wonder if Missouri misses me. That long and winding country road is turned into an lane superhighway, and it's going my way. I know I'm on the right track, but I know that I'll be going back there someday. I wouldn't change a thing. This is where I'm meant to be, but I miss Missouri. And I wonder if Missouri misses me.
Of my dreams, I I've got memories of mountains that I've only seen in my mind. Mountains that I've climbed in dreams, a mountain with their gentle mountain stream. I've never seen a mountain that didn't make me feel a man so small. I'm sure God created mountains to remind us of the wonder of it all. That I've seen, and the picture of the blue-eyed girl who shared within my mind my mountain dreams. I will over put my arms around the dearest one a man has ever known, and remember all the mountains that we've conquered just to make this happy home. I've got memories of mountains that I've only seen in my mind. Mountains that I've climbed in dreams, a mountain with their gentle mountain stream. I've never seen a mountain that didn't make me feel a man so small. I'm sure God created mountains to remind us of the wonder of it all.
the time. No place to go, no one to find. I haven't seen you for such a long time. And I know you treat me kind.
Look for a job in the town.
Hello, this is J.E. Crow from Lexington, Kentucky, and you're listening to my good friend, Johnny Woodlock. You're on the Wayback Country Jamboree.
And why did I leave the plow in the field and look for a job in the town?
Friends, as mentioned before, during the first and second hour of the Wayback Country Jamboree morning show this morning, we have had many special guests along our road and along our path during the past year of 2024. With that mentioned, I would like to welcome one last guest of honor onto the program as our fan favorite among many that we've had this year, and that is the legendary Ralph Stanley II, which of course is the son of Ralph Stanley, the bluegrass legend and pioneer of the Stanley Brothers. Now, following this interview from February of this past year, you will hear an all-time favorite as recorded by father and son, and Nobody Answered. With that, here now is our dear friend and a true bluegrass legend in his own time, the son of Ralph Stanley, Ralph Stanley II. Welcome in, friends. Now here he is.
Yes, sir. It's a real privilege to be with you today. Appreciate you having me.
It's a pleasure to be talking to such a legendary man as yourself. Let's go back to when and how you found out who your father was.
Well, I remember being about three years old, somewhere in there, that I really kind of seen what he was doing and wanted to do it. So I started going on stage, and I cut a song with him on an album. I think when I was about, 3.5, 4 years old. And so we done that How Far to Little Rock. It was on an old album called Live at the Old Home Place. That's where my dad and Uncle Carter was born and raised, and where they're buried now. And we'll be coming up on our 53rd annual Dr. Ralph Stanley Memorial Bluegrass Festival. It's every year here in the state. It's on Memorial Day weekend every year.
Oh, nice. Yes, yes.
So sure. That's kind of how it was, a live record there at the festival in 1980. I want to say 82. So I would have been turning four that coming August. So just a couple months later or so.
Oh, okay. Sure. Yes, yes. And so tell us what it was like growing up with Ralph Stanley as your father.
Well, the older I got, you know, the more I realized what music was all about. And I realized real quick that not only did I have the best dad in the world to me, but also my dad was the best tenor singer and banjo player that I had heard. That what he done just really appealed to me too, and so I really started. I traveled with him all them years, and then I got up to about 12 years old, and I got to thinking if I could sing lead and play a guitar, something my dad could use. That was a void left after my uncle Carter. You know, he
yes, for sure.
Mm-hmm. So, and then dad, after Carter passed, as we all know, dad ended up some of the best lead singers to go down in history that followed Carter's footsteps. And
that's right. Yeah.
Some of those was Larry Sparks, Keith Whitley, Roy Lee Sinners, and Ricky Skaggs. You know, the list goes on. So
exactly. Some of the best singers there ever was, for sure. Yes.
And they all, you know, grew up on the Stanley Brothers and loved their music, and just like I did. So that's when I started really devoting my time, and then he gave me the job singing lead when I was 15 and a half years old.
Okay. Okay. So you were quite young at the time. I see. Yes.
Yeah.
So let's go back to some of your father's history. He was born the 25th of February, 1927.
Uh-huh.
What was his childhood like?
Well, he was born in 1927, so he grew up in the hard times. He grew up very poor. You know, he didn't have much, and so they had to work hard for everything they got. And then, of course, he got called out World War II, that he had to go, which Carter did too. They served. And then as soon as dad got out of the service, before he went home, Carter had got out before him. And So he picked him up, and they done a show on a radio station. I believe it was in Norton, Virginia.
Yes.
So he played a show before he even got home.
Oh, wow. Amazing, yes. And they also started recording in, I believe, 1947.
Yeah, it was 46 when they formed the band, the Stanley Brothers and the Clinch Mountain Boys.
Okay.
Actually, October the 16th, 1946.
Okay, yes. And you're still carrying that legacy to this day.
Yes. If we make it to this October the 16th, I believe it will be 78 years.
Yes.
The Clinch Mountain Boys has been led by Stanley, and 20 years of that, Stanley Brothers, and 50, Ralph Stanley Sr., Dr. Ralph Stanley, and the last eight, his wishes was for me to carry it on and keep the Clinch Mountain Boys on the road, and so we've been doing it now. Hopefully we'll keep it rolling and keep it going for as long as we can.
Yes, for sure, and I want to congratulate you on 78 years, yes. What is it like to be leading your father's band now that he's passed away?
Well, you know, I learned a lot from him. I try to, you know, you got to be yourself as an artist, but we stay true to the Clinch Mountain sound, but we also, you know, I had a big influence in the traditional country field hearing that growing up as well, so I kind of do a little bit of a, I don't know, it's a little different, but it ain't, it's still traditional all the way around, and just try to keep a good, clean show and you know, respect the fans and treat them the best we can, and all without them,
yes,
we're nothing. That's the way we do it.
That's for sure. Yes. Yeah. Yes, and so many don't realize that nowadays. Yes.
Yeah. I agree.
So among the many sad events in the Stanley Brothers was the passing of Carter at the age of 41. What did this do to your father, if I may ask?
Well, you know, I wasn't born at the time, but I've heard him tell many times he didn't really know what to do. I guess he didn't really have nothing else he could do. He'd been doing that for 20 years at the time, and, you know, he loved the music, and I think he just realized that Carter would want him to go on, and then I think he said he received hundreds of phone calls and hundreds of letters in the mail telling him, you know, we've been your fans, we love you, you know, and so he kept it rolling.
Okay, sure. I have a couple more questions for you today. But what is the story behind Ralph Stanley's, because I know a lot of people are going to ask this, but he had a song called Man of Constant Sorrow.
You want to know how that, my grandpa, it's an old ballad. So my grandpa used to sing it as my dad and Carter was growing up when I was real little. And so when it come time for him to record one of their first records, Carter wrote some verses extra in this old ballad.
Oh, wow,
So he changed, he had wrote some of the verses to it, and Dad recorded it as a solo in 1947. Mm-hmm. And then they redone it in the 50s, and they put the repeats in there like they did on the movie, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Where it took on a whole new meaning. Yes.
Yeah, so a lot of that movie, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, was influenced by what the Stanley Brothers and Ralph Stanley had done in their career, you know, through the whole time period, which it would have been around 55 years at the time or so.
Yes. Okay. So in wrapping up today, what is your thoughts on the Hall of Fame? Will we ever see the Stanley Brothers in the Hall of Fame?
Well, you know, I think they should have been in there long, long ago.
That's right.
I think we will see them in there. And I don't think they can avoid them forever because they laid such a foundation. And I really don't know what the deal is. It's kind of like the Grand Ole Opry a little bit. I mean, they didn't make that a member till 2001, something like that.
Oh, wow.
It was 2000. It was January 17th of 2000. And so he was the first Opry member to go in to be inducted of the new millennium, though. So that means a lot.
Yes,
so,
for sure.
So the beginning of the new century, he was the first inductee of the Grand Ole Opry. And, but sadly, you know, Carter deserved to be there, too.
That's right.
He never got. They should have been on there years ago, but you know, I don't know why. And you know, I've not been back to the Opry since 2016 or so. I think maybe it was 15.
Oh, is that right? Yes.
So you know, we don't play it as much, and I don't know if it's where we don't live in Nashville or what. But I definitely think that it's going to happen, and like I said, it should have long ago.
That's for sure, for sure. So one last question, and that is, what song of your father's or yours can I play for you following this interview?
Well, we cut a song together on an album called Side by Side on Rebel Records, and it's called Nobody Answered Me, and I think that's some of the most emotional vocals that him and I have done together.
Okay.
And at the time, I was thinking when I was singing the song, you know, what am I going to do one of these days when I knock on the door and my dad don't answer?
For sure.
So that would be a good one. And I want to apologize to everybody. I've kind of got the creepy a little bit. I'm real fogged up, but hopefully it didn't sound too bad talking here.
No, it sounded good, Ralph. Yes, thank you so much. Yes, God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
But nobody answered me. And I called for the loved ones I wanted to see. Then I knocked on the door, as I oft had before. But nobody answered me. I called and I called. I searched everywhere, but no one could I see. Then I knocked on the door, as I oft had before. I called, oh mother, where can you be? Like a prodigal son, I wandered back home. But nobody answered. I searched everywhere, but no one could I see. Then I knocked on the door, as I oft had before. But nobody answered me.
Yes, friends, I do hope y'all enjoyed that interview visit with Ralph Stanley II, son of the legendary Dr. Ralph Stanley. Now, as we welcome y'all back in here this morning, we'd like to dedicate a very special song and story song to all our listeners and loyal listeners of the program. With that mentioned, this next song will be by the traveling country gentleman of country music in Canada, Tommy Hunter, and is a tradition of mine, some would probably say a New Year's tradition, to play this, and it's called New Year's Resolutions. With this, we'll be back following this. Send us all home. Welcome in, friend.
It was New Year's Eve, and the old man sat down at his desk to write out some resolutions for the coming year. He reached into a drawer and took out an old faded notebook. Oh, it was dog-eared and worn and almost as old as the old man himself. For each year, as long as he could remember, he had spent a few moments on New Year's Eve writing down the things that he was determined to do or not to do in the coming 12 months. But before he began to write, He turned the pages back to where his early childhood days once more appeared to him. The words were now blurred with age, and he smiled as he saw the notes that he had scribbled so many years before. He'd resolved back then to study his music lessons, to mow the grass without grumbling, to whitewash the back fence for free, and to stop fighting with his sister Annie, even if it was mostly her fault. Well, it seems so long ago now, and yet, in some strange way, it seemed like only yesterday that he had promised himself, after a lot of soul searching and a stomach ache or two, to stop borrowing apples from off the neighbor's apple tree. And of course, every year he'd resolve to clean out the woodshed, stay out of the rain barrel, most important and the toughest of all, to do his homework before he took off for the baseball park. Then he turned the pages to where he saw the fiery writings of a young man. Now here was an entirely different creature. No longer content to change only personal habits, now the world was his responsibility. Society must be changed. Customs flung aside, and most important, he had to open the blind, unseeing eyes of his elders, who he was convinced could see no further than their noses. He would fly to distant shores, sail the seven seas, and conquer unknown dangers in this his most noble duty. Behind all of this, of course, there was a girl to be impressed. She was a very special girl, so special, in fact, that to approach her on any level about any matter was entirely out of the question. And so she had gone her way in life, little knowing the heroism that she had inspired in this dreamer of dreams. But the dreamer also went his way. And on the pages that reflected his middle years, he saw that his resolutions had taken still another turn. Now it was time to pay off the mortgage by April, to finish up the Smith and Johnson account, and to try and make that old car last just another 12 months. And in the coming summer, to take that trip to France that he had promised his wife a year or so before. Then there was an entry or two about fixing the roof and rejoining the local service club. Another note about changing insurance companies and juniors' college graduation ceremonies. Then there were the weddings, the christenings, and the duties of being a grandfather. And he turned the pages more quickly as he neared the end, until a clean white sheet lay before him. And now, on this New Year's Eve, after surveying all that had gone before, only one thing stood out as being important to him. And yet, as is so often the case, the most simple thing had been set aside and had been taken for granted in all his chasing after dreams. And so, with feeble hands, he picked up the pen, and on the clean white sheet of paper, he wrote these words. May I have the good fortune to see again the springtime flowers, and to hear once more the robins in the willow tree. Let me taste the air after a summer rain, and let me walk again through autumn's golden haze, and let me feel the first winter snowflakes on my face and hands. And be the good Lord willing, let me live to see yet another happy New Year.
And now, friends, you know, every year we lose legends of country music, Hollywood, and our own family. With that, I would like to pay tribute to those we have lost during this past year of 2024. And of course, this is not everyone who has passed on before us, but it's just a selection of some of the clips from those who, well, are among all-time pioneers and favorites of mine. With that, let's remember them. James Earl Jones, September 9th, age 93.
One day, the sun will set on my time here.
Carl Erskine, April 16th, age 97.
Hello, this is Carl Erskine of the Dodgers.
Peter Marshall, Hollywood Squares, the host, August 15th, age 98.
Your teeth are about the same size and shape as a pig's.
Joe Bonzo, the Oak Ridge Boys, July 9th, age 76.
We are the first boy band. There wasn't even a One Direction or nothing like that. We were first.
Martin Mull, character actor, June 27th, age 80.
Well, you just think about it, young lady. I hate to shop. I detest Barbara Streisand.
One of my favorite ladies, Dr. Ruth, television and radio personality, July 12th, at the age of 98.
I believe everybody has an obligation to do something for others.
Ronnie Stoneman, hee-haw legend and pioneer of country music and bluegrass, February 22nd, age 85.
To the junction and see what time it is.
Randolph, honeymoon actress, January 13th, age 99.
Mr. Gleason said comedy is not funny if it's over-rehearsed.
Richard M. Sherman, Disney songwriter, May 25th, age 95.
Man has a dream and that's the start.
Margo Smith, yodeling icon of country music, January 23rd, age 84. Ken Page, voice of Oogie Boogie and Nightmare Before Christmas, age 70, September 30th.
I am the shadow on the moon at night, filling your dreams to the brim with fright.
Richard Simmons, fitness guru, July 13th, age 76.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Do you know how much I love you?
And of course, Bob Newhart, Hollywood legend, July 18th, age 94.
What if the night that King Kong climbed the outside of the Empire State Building, it was also the first night on the job for a new guard?
And yes, our family also witnessed a sad passing this year, in the passing of my mother's oldest sister, Debbie Miller of Kingston, at the age of 73 on May 11th. Growing up around my mother's family, my aunt Debbie was one of the first ones to ever teach me about the Lord and religion. So with that, I would like to remember all these, including her, with an all-time classic by Charlie Pride, the pride of country music, called Angel Band. With that, we'll be back after this. Send us all home.
Sun is sinking fast, my race is nearly run. My strongest trials now are past, my triumph is begun.
Oh, come, angel band, come and around me stand. Oh, bear me away on your snowy wings to my snowy wings to my immortal home.
I know I'm near the holy ranks of friends and kindreds dear. I brush the dew on Jordan's banks, the crossing must be near. From all sin and gives me victory.
Oh, come, angel band, come and around me stand. Oh, bear me away on your snowy wings to my immortal home. Oh, bear me away on
yes, friends, that brings us up to the last day of the year of the Wayback Country Jamborees year of 2024. And that, of course, was our 8th season of programming here at CFRC 1019 FM. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for being a fan of the show and also listening every Sunday faithfully to me and our guests, many guests that have joined us during the 2024 season. I'd also like to thank them as well for making our show so special. I'd like to say so long this morning with sharing a classic song, which I have always said was going to be my very last song I ever played on the show when that time comes. But of course, that time hasn't come yet because we're about to begin our 9th year of programming here. But it's going to be by a man who sadly passed away this year and was a dear friend of ours, Tommy Cash, the brother of Johnny Cash. And it's going to be called One Song Away. Now, following this, we will also hear that all-time favorite sacred anthem of New Year's titled Auld Lang Syne and is today sung by the Irish Rovers, which I'm also hoping to see in March of this coming year. So with that, I want to wish everybody a blessed Sunday, a blessed New Year's Day coming up on Wednesday, and also thank you for being part of this program and what makes this show so special. Happy New Year, everybody, and may God bless each and every one of you. From my family to yours, Happy New Year.
I'm just one song away from being home. I'm one song away from being home. I've got one more verse to do, and if the crowd'll let me through, I'm just one song away from being home. Every hotel clerk looks like the last, and most girls are just waiting to be asked. Every town looks the same, and there's no more new names, and the future looks worse than the past. But I'm just one song away from being home. I'm one song away from being home. I've got one more verse to do, and if the crowd'll let me through, I'm just one song away from being home. All the words to my songs lose their meaning. All the dressing rooms seem to need cleaning. Every town has different weather. All the days run together, but I have to smile and knock out my routine. But I'm just one song away from being home. I'm one song away from being home. I've got one more verse to do, and if the crowd'll let me through, I'm just one song away from being home. I'm just one song away from being home. I'm one song away from being home. I've got one more verse to do, and if the crowd'll let me through, I'm just one song away from being home. I'm just one song away from being home.
fair and gaze ahead, oh, thine, and we'll tack a right good weary waft for old lang syne. For old lang syne, my dear, for old lang syne, we'll tack a cup old kindness shed for old lang syne. For old lang syne, my dear, for old lang syne, we'll tack a cup old kindness shed for old lang syne.
Another show is over, another day gone by, with good friends all around me, oh how the time do fly.
Hello friends and listeners of the Wayback Country Jamboree. Yes, this here is your old host with the most, Country West Music, Johnny Woodlock. Reporting for the Wayback Country Jamboree, a division of Woodlock Ranch Studios, Cornwall, Ontario. The views and opinions during the show do not reflect those of the CFRC Airwaves or CFRC Station. With that, I hope y'all have a wonderful day and may God bless each and every one of you till we meet again.
Yes, I know we'll meet again. Another place, another time.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, your campus community radio station, broadcasting to you since 1922.
Friday evenings at 6 p.m. here on CFRC, listen to Saltwater Music, a show covering all musical genres from the East Coast of Canada. Celtic, of course, but also rock, jazz, blues, folk, and a lot more. I'm your host, Rob Carnell. Tune in to Saltwater Music Friday evening from 6 to 8 here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Or you can catch us on the web at www.cfrc.ca. And for our listeners out east, that's 7 p.m. Atlantic and 7:30 Newfoundland.
The Corridor is an award-winning news program hosted by Dinah Jansen and Jesse Bell, airing every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. With contributions from local journalism initiative reporters ranging from Morrisburg to Coburg,